apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites. We're about building our community, too. That's why, for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
To the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to wisconsinvalleyconference.org and click on Wausau West.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BowFallsRadio.com.
And Chad Holmes back again from the Marathon Park Ice Arena. Great crowd on hand. Two outstanding teams. Trip to the sectional final on the line. Wausau West and New Richmond. Julius Calcucci, as he's done every game this season, between the pipes for Wausau West, starting goaltender Drake Bowman for the Tigers, who are both sophomores. Wausau West in the home white, New Richmond in the road orange. Warriors will go from right to left in front of my broadcast position in period number one. There's the faceoff, and we are underway. Puck played along the far side boards into the zone by New Richmond, dumped in deep behind the cage. Drake Kuharski will sweep it to the far side boards. Chopped at. Puck is still loose. Left faceoff circle. Turning, firing. Deflected wide of the cage by New Richmond. Picked up by the Warriors. Owen Pergalski trying to get it up ice. Does get it to center. And then battle for the puck. Bouncing around at neutral. Picked up by the Warriors. Two on one. Pass on the right hand side. Back over to DePoint, but he could not handle it. Oh, now stole it in front. Chase Kress. The DePoint shot. Oh, it hit the pipe. Rebound. Shot is stopped. Another rebound. Deflected behind the cage. A turnover led to a two-on-one. The Warriors couldn't get a shot off. Then it was coughed up again by New Richmond, and a shot went off the pipe by DePoint, and a big, big opportunity early for the Warriors. The two-on-one didn't work because the defenseman got in front of the pass. DePoint trying to get it to Kratz on the right-hand side. Came back to DePoint, couldn't handle it. Then he got the puck back, fired it, but the pipe was the friend of Drake Bowman for the Tigers. Puck is now played by New Richmond. Back up ice. With it is Jamison Unger. He'll take a long shot wide of the cage to the right. Rebound to the right wing corner. Dumped in behind the cage to the far side boards. Chased down by Savarin. Savarin thrown in front. Deflects back to the point. Shot goes off a skate off the far side boards. Hendrix Damrell, the hero, gets it ahead. Cade Damrell trying to chase it down. Cade will not get there, and it turns into an icing. Long pass attempt. If Cade could have got there, would perhaps had an opportunity to take it in on net. But instead, an icing, and the faceoff will come in the Wausau West zone. 15:55 to go in period number one, and still no score. Faceoff to the right of Julian Scalcucci. Caden Boleyn, who missed the game due to illness on Thursday, back in the lineup. Puck is thrown in front, taken away by the Warriors, but deflected to the far side boards. Puck still deep in the Wausau West zone. Chopped to the near side boards. Fight for the puck, back to the right point, kept in by Tanner Guess. He'll dump it in deep, move to the left-hand side. Warriors will backhand it up to center ice. Now puck is up to the New Richmond blue line, bouncing around. Tigers get it back to center. Picked up there by Tegan Rasmus. He'll dump it in deep. Delayed offside on the Warriors. They do touch up. Back through center ice. Now comes New Richmond. With it is Leighton Bosto. Bosto has it knocked away, but keeps it in. And now the puck taken back by the Warriors. Tegan Rasmus trying to move it off the glass on the far side, but instead it goes over the boards into the Wausau West bench and out of play. So a face-off will occur at neutral ice just outside the blue line of the Wausau West zone. 15:19 to go first period. Still no score. Xander DeBile will take the draw against Leighton Bostow. Drawn back into the Wausau West zone. Playing the puck behind the cage for the Warriors will be Shea Jones. Jones moves it ahead. Puck is kept in, however, by the Tigers. Back in behind the cage. Puck rolls into the left wing corner. Now Jake Haynes trying to move it for the Warriors. Battle for the puck along the boards. Still a fight for the puck along the boards. Dug out by the Warriors. Moved by DeBile back behind the cage. Moved to the near side. Got caught up in the skates of Shea Jones. Shea gets it back, but not able to get it out. Shot from the point. Deflected. Picked up by the Warriors in the upper slot. And now back to center. Xander DeBile had a poke checked away. Puck still bouncing around near the new Richmond blue line. Finally picked up now by the Tigers. Pass attempt goes off a skate. Not seeing a lot of clean passes here early on. There's a turnover by the Tigers. Taken away by Chase Kraft for a moment, but bounces off his stick. Puck is played along the near side boards. Puck is still fought for. Now the puck is over the blue line into the zone. Played now by New Richmond. Tigers will set things up deep in their own end. Puck back through center ice. Now into the zone. Dumped in deep by New Richmond. Goes behind the cage. Played by Julian Scalcucci. He'll flip it over to Shea Jones. Jones along the near side boards. And now the Warriors get it up to center. Here comes Cooper DePoit. DePoit taking off the puck as he got to the New Richmond blue line. Puck taken away now by the Tigers. Up to center ice, Gage Fox. Now into the zone, 2-on-1. Left faceoff circle, shot! And fighting it off is Scalcucci, out of play. An odd man rush that time for the New Richmond Tigers. Keeping it himself and firing from the left faceoff circle is Fox. And able to get a piece of it, knock it over the glass into the net. He was Julian Scalcucci. 13:55 to go, period number one. 0-0 game. Face-off won cleanly by the Tigers, dumped in behind the cage. Puck is battled for right behind Julian Scalcucci. Now moves to the near side corner. Digging it out again for a moment was Jamison Unger, but now the Warriors get it back. Through center, Caden Boleyn. Boleyn fighting for it, has it knocked away at the red line. Back the other way comes New Richmond. I think that puck was played with a hand. Yep, it was a hand pass on New Richmond, and the face-off will come back into the Tigers' zone. 13:39 to go, period number one. Warriors had the best opportunity. A shot hit the pipe. An odd man rushed the other way for the Tigers, but now the Warriors will get an offensive zone faceoff. Here's the draw. Puck is played by New Richmond to the near side, and now up to center, chopped into the Wausau West zone. Trying to chase it down in the right corner, getting there first for New Richmond is Max Kratovics. Puck is still fought for just below the goal line, right wing side. Now picked up behind the cage by Cooper DePoit. DePoit moves it right-hand side. Not looking for it, was Kraft, and then Kraft will be called for an interference. The pass came towards Kraft on the right-hand side, and Kraft then threw a check into Leighton Bosto, and that turns into a rather easy penalty call, and the first power play chance of the night will go to New Richmond. That was just odd. I'm not sure why Chase was not looking for the puck. But now a very good power play will get his first opportunity. Face off to the right of Julian Scalcucci. Puck is drawn into the left wing corner. Now picked up by the Tigers. Back to the right point with it is Howard. Howard back to the point. Fox. Fox moves it left faceoff circle. Taken there by Lajanis. Back to Fox. Left faceoff circle. Shot is blocked. Puck gets back to the New Richmond ring and then feeds it to the right-hand side, not able to connect. Lajanis now with it. Fires it right into the equipment of Julian Scalcucci. He'll smother it, hold on, take the whistle, and the stoppage in play. 1:36 to go on the penalty. 12:53 to go in the first period. Still scoreless. Three shots on net for New Richmond. Three shots on net for the Warriors. Face off to the left of Julian Scalcucci. Here's the draw. Puck is battled for below the goal line. Grabbing a Shea Jones. His pass gets knocked away. Now wraparound attempt, but a whistle. And I think the net may have come off its mooring. Yep. That's a little bit of a break for the Warriors because the puck ended up on the stick of a New Richmond player looking for a wraparound, but the whistle blew. So now the face-off to the other side, the left face-off circle to the right of Scalcucci. Winner of this game moves on to a sectional final against either Eau Claire Memorial or Triple Falls. Cooper DePoit will take this draw for the Warriors. Win on the faceoff for New Richmond. Puck at the point. Now upper side. Shot deflected wide of the cage. There was someone in front. They got a piece of it for New Richmond. But now the Tigers setting things up. Puck now played to the upper slot. Turning, firing. Deflected into the left wing corner. DePoit along the far side boards. Could not clear it. Captain again by New Richmond. Fight for the puck. DePoint gets it now. DePoint through center ice. DePoint into the zone. DePoint has a break in. DePoint in front. DePoint is shot. And it does not get through. DePoint had a player on his back that really was the cause for him not scoring that goal. Cooper with a great individual effort. Now the other way. Here comes New Richmond. Puck fed in front. Deflected below the goal line. Right-hand side. Warriors will grab it and clear it. 45 seconds on the power play. But New Richmond had a player right on the back of DePoint. That was enough, I think, to save the Tigers from getting a shorthanded goal against them by Cooper DePoint. But now the puck back to center. Off the far side boards. Not able to connect with New Richmond. Puck back to their own blue line. Puck bounces around at center and then dumped in deep by Jake Hayne. Now Tyler Wendell, left-hand side, dumps it in below the goal line. Puck rolls to the right-hand side. Down to 20 seconds on the New Richmond power play. Tigers will bring it back up ice. And now a whistle. Oh, delayed offside. No whistle. Puck is grabbed by the Warriors and dumped all the way down ice. I thought the whistle would blow on an offside for New Richmond, but they called it a delayed offside, and the Warriors took advantage to clear it all the way down. Now back up ice. Puck is now played in front, and it gets deflected over the glass into the netting as the penalty comes to an end. So now 11:17 to go in the first period. The first power play chance is not converted by New Richmond. 0-0 game. Face off left of Julian Scalcucci. Face off won by the Tigers. Shot goes off a skate into the right wing corner. Joe Gravine moves along the boards towards Cade Damrell. Damrell digging at it right along the boards. Wins that battle. Passes to the right hand side. Nobody there for West. Caden Boleyn will chop at it. Puck is fought for right at the red line. Grabbed by New Richmond. Played back to the West blue line and then finally dumped in on goal. Stop is made by Scalcucci. Warriors could not get it out. Kept in again. Now finally to center. With it is Cade Damrell. Damrell into the zone. Damrell into the right corner. In front is Gravine. Could not get it to Joel, but keeping it. Now left face-off circle. Hendricks Damrell. Hendricks moving along the near side boards. Cade Damrell fights for it. And now feeds it in front. Back to the point. Joel Gravine, a shot save. Rebound in front. And a goal! Oh, wait, they're waving it off. They're waving it off. The referee is waving it off. The puck is in the back of the net. I don't know why they've waved it off. The goal has been waved off. Referee's going over to the scorer's table and now going over to the Wausau West bench. B.J. Brandt is down there. I don't know if they just blew the whistle, that thinking that the goalie, I believe, oh, the net was off its mooring. So there you go. Went on the draw, shot is blocked. Trey Kuharski now picked up by New Richmond. Up the right-hand side, possible two-on-one. Feet in front, backhand shot, and a save made. Getting to the right-hand side with Scalcucci. There's another opportunity, goes wide to the near side pipe. Now the Warriors get it back the other way. Cooper DePoint into the zone, fires it, and a save is made and held on to by goaltender Drake Bowman. So some opportunities on both ends. 10-12 to go in the first period. Seven shots for each squad, still 0-0. Warriors have to feel a little snake bit early on. They've had some really, really, really good chances. But some good chances also for New Richmond. Puck is rolled towards the left corner, but taken by the Tigers and banged back to center. Fight for the puck. Grabbing it is Chase Crass, and he'll dump it back in. Chase down in the near side corner by Tanner Guess. He'll move it to the far side boards. Cooper DePoint fighting for it. DePoint has it. DePoint moves it right corner. Now with it is Chase Crass. Crass behind the cage. Near side DePoint. Fed in front. A shot and a goal! Owen Pergolski on the beautiful feed by Cooper DePoint. What a feed by DePoint right in front of Pergolski. Made no mistake. And with 9:49 to go in the first period, the Warriors take a 1-0 lead. Oh, big celebration as well. Warriors go all the way to the other end to celebrate with their students. 7 minutes and 11 seconds the time of that goal for Pergolski. And the Warriors, who never led in regulation on Thursday, get the early advantage. But it started with DePoint, got it to Crass, and then got back to DePoint, and then finally over to Owen Pergolski for the goal. It's been another good start here in the first period for the Warriors, much like the game against Superior, but this time able to convert. Faceoff is drawn into the Wausau West zone. Tegan Rasmus off the boards, back to center. Puck is played now by the Tigers to the right-hand side. Brody Jackson will dump it in deep, takes a shot by Xander DeBile. Warriors will chase it down. Puck is moved to the far side boards. Jake Keane gets it up the center. Played there by Brody Jackson, but then still a battle for that bouncing puck. Puck off the near side boards, still fought for. Tyler Wendell trying to grab it, and now a whistle and a stoppage of play. Owen Pergalski from Cooper DePoint to Chase Crass for Owen Pergalski, his 17th goal of the season, and the Warriors have a 1-0 lead. Neutral zone faceoff coming up. Xander DeBio will take this draw for the Warriors. Faceoff is won by Wausau West. Jones will feed it in. It goes in on net, so no icing. Played to the far side. Grabbed there by Canton Lajanis. Gets it up to the point. Now the Warriors keep it in. Left-hand side whiffing on the shot is Tyler Wendell. Wendell still fighting for it. Got double-teamed, and the puck deflects back to center. But the Warriors quickly back up ice. Trying to work his way in was Jake Keane. Had it knocked away and stolen. Here comes Jackson the other way now for New Richmond. He'll be hit into the near side boards. Good defensive play by Shea Jones. Jones will now take the puck on the left-hand side. Good pass up to center. Now Jake Keane will just chip it in deep. Peeled off on a line change. Trying to get there first for the Warriors is Kate Damrell, but now the Tigers will move it to the near side boards. Back up on the near side. Pinching in is Hendricks Damrell. Warriors get it back. Fed in front. Puck bouncing around and not able to get a shot off. Back to the point. Jones, his shot gets blocked. Turning, firing is Caden Boleyn, blocked in front. Back to the point. Jones. Jones will fire. Goes off a body into the left corner. Back to Jones at the left point, but he could not get it as cutting in front was Zaylin Sweet to take it. He'll go through center and then dump it in deep. Puck deep into the Warriors' zone. Drake Kuharski trying to play it now for West. Over to the right-hand side. Hendricks Damrell gets it to Caden Boleyn. Boleyn feeds it ahead. Cade Damrell. Damrell into the zone. Damrell throws it into the left corner. Near side boards, Hendricks Damrell. Damrell then has it knocked away. Puck flipped high into the air, back to center. Now here comes Zaylin Sweet. Sweet right face-off circle, a shot. And smothering it again is Julian Scalcucci for the Warriors. From the top of the right face-off circle, Zaylin Sweet. But seeing it all the way with Scalcucci. 7 minutes and 54 seconds to go in period number one. And the Warriors with a 1-0 lead. 10 shots on net for Wausau West. 8 shots so far on net for New Richmond. Wausau West has matched the total number of shots that New Richmond gave up in their regional final win over DC Evers last Thursday. Face-off circle shot, and it will be smothered again by Scalcucci. Boy, there was a great effort that time over on the right-hand side by Chase Kraft. I thought for a moment he may have blocked that shot, but it got through, but Scalcucci was still able to make the stop. But another offensive zone face-off coming up for the Tigers. Cooper DePoint will be tossed in the circle, replaced by Chase Kraft. There's the draw, one cleanly by New Richmond, dumped in behind the cage. Fed in front, oh, and there's a good defensive play from behind, as again, that was Kraft who came in. Now Kraft will pick up the puck at neutral. Kraft, right-hand side, chips it into the zone. Cooper DePoint along the far side boards, takes a big shot. Big battle in the deep right-wing corner of the New Richmond zone. Still a fight for that puck. Couple of white jerseys, couple of orange jerseys. Fighting for it is Kraft. Now moved along the far side boards by New Richmond. Tigers now have it. 3-on-2 the other way. Left-hand side into the zone. Fed upper slot, but not able to handle it was Gage Fox. He would have had a good opportunity, and the puck back to center. Now the Tigers again reset. And now a whistle and an offside on New Richmond. 7-11 to go, first period. Neutral zone faceoff coming up in this 1-0 lead for the Warriors. The sectional final scheduled for Saturday in Superior, but it looks as though that game will be changed. And I have a few ideas, but I'm not going to pass them along because it's not official. But be aware that likely that game will be changed location and also possibly date as well. If we know more by the end of the night, we'll let you know. Puck is battled for it in the deep right wing corner. In fact, I think once the results are done here tonight, we will have a pretty good idea, if not official idea, on what the sectional final will look like either Friday night or Saturday afternoon. Now here it comes again. Bad angle shot and from near the goal line in the near corner. Firing was Max Kredovic, but right up against the near side pipe and making the stop again is Scalcucci. Julian Scalcucci, I think, looking sharper here tonight than he did against Superior. He really is tracking that puck very well. 11 saves already for Scalcucci. 6:46 to go, first period. 1-0 lead for the Wausau West Warriors. Faceoff to the left of the Warrior goalie. There's the drop. Goes in behind the Wausau West cage. Move to the right-hand side. Hendrix Damrell. Damrell, long pass ahead. K. Damrell could not quite get a piece of it. And now a penalty coming up on New Richmond as getting taken down as he tried to get to that puck at the New Richmond blue line on that long pass from Hendrix Damrell was K. Damrell. And for the first time tonight, the Warriors will now have a power play. Well, now a chance here for the Warriors to do what they did over in New Richmond back 3.5 weeks ago. Warriors had a 2-0 lead in that game. See if they can make it 2-0 here on the power play as Regan Savarin Jr. will go into the sin bin for New Richmond. Face off to the right of Drake Bowman. Owen Pergalski will take the face off here for West. Pergalski wins it. Left point, Cooper DePoit. DePoit near side boards. Hendrix Damrell back to the point. DePoit now near side again. Damrell. Damrell stick handles back to Cooper DePoit. DePoit will fire it and fighting it off. Rebound! Save is made by Bowman. And the puck will be cleared by New Richmond. Couple of early shots on the power play for the Warriors, but now back behind his own cage to pick up the puck is Cooper DePoit. Gets it over on the right-hand side to Chase Crass, and now Crass will bring it up ice. Crass through center, over the red line. Crass over the blue, oh, did not get to the blue line. Poke checked away, and now turned over. Chipping it forward is Stephen Chapman. Chapman into the zone. Chapman a shot. Now looking for the wraparound, but he gets knocked off the puck by Hendrix Damrell. Now the Warriors get it back. Oh, and a big collision as going down hard is Cooper DePoit, and Cooper looks to be hurt. Collision between DePoit and Bjorn Bonneman. And Cooper DePoit trying to work his way to his skates, and he's able to do so. And he's going to skate off without his stick. But a big collision in the Wausau West zone. Hopefully Cooper DePoit is okay. That is a major, major player here for Wausau West. And DePoit still looks a little shaky as he gets to the Wausau West bench. And Cooper DePoit's going to take a seat on the bench. And in fact, he's going to go back behind the bench area to the hall behind the Wausau West bench. They're going to take a look and see how serious. Oh, actually, yep, Cooper's going to go back and be taken a look at by the trainer. Neutral zone face-off. Warriors still have 1:10 to go on the power play. Caden Boleyn behind his own cage. Moves it right-hand side. Joe Gravin through center. Gravin into the offensive zone. Keeps it in at the right point. Now moves it down low. Teagan Rasmus. Rasmus fed in front. Oh, not able to get the shot off on net with Shea Jones. Puck now grabbed by New Richmond, and they will clear it all the way down ice. Back behind Julian Scalcucci, picked up by Shea Jones. 43 seconds on the power play for the Warriors. Boleyn gets it ahead. Taking a shot at the blue line is Cade Damrell. Puck is now picked up by Cade at neutral. Damrell to the right-hand side. Gave it up. Puck rolled back into the Wausau West zone. Gravin, left-hand side, could not connect on that pass with Jones. Dumped in on net. Played by Scalcucci. Julian will feed it over on the left to Caden Boleyn. Now with it is Shea Jones. Pass ahead to center. 18 seconds on the power play. Warriors roll it into the New Richmond zone, but picked up there by Zaylin Sweet. Could not get it up, but now grabbing it is Gage Fox, and he does get it out. Puck roll to the Wausau West zone. Now with it is Hendrix Damrell. Had it knocked away. Now back into the Warriors zone as the penalty comes to an end. 4.5 minutes to go. First period, 1-0 Wausau West. Puck rolls into the New Richmond zone. Back to play it is Sweet. Moves it to the far side corner. Looking to break out of their own zone. Deflected forward by Chapman, but the Warriors will take it back at their own blue line. Ethan Rohde, his pass deflected over the blue line by Xander DeBile. Puck in the left corner. DeBile fighting for it. DeBile still fighting for it. And now taken back by New Richmond. Back up to center. Now pass left-hand side. With it is Fox into the zone. Fox whiffs on the first shot. Now the puck goes in below the goal line. Puck is picked up by Jake Hain for the Warriors. Haynes' pass does not connect. Played at neutral by Lance Howard for New Richmond. Moves it left and then dumped in deep by Sweet. Goes it off of goaltender Julian Scalcucci. Warriors, again, could not connect on the pass. Goes all the way down ice, and that will be icing on Wausau West. 3 minutes and 45 seconds to go in the first period. Warriors 1, New Richmond nothing. Offensive zone faceoff coming up for New Richmond. Face-off will be to the left of Julian Scalcucci. We'll let you know if we see Cooper to Poyt back on the ice after he got shook up on that power play. Oh, the Warriors turn it over. A shot and a goal. A turnover in the zone. Puck passed over to Max Kratovic. Had a wide open net. Fires it in. And just like that, back to even. 1-1. 3:40 to go in the first period. Cannot turn over the puck in that area. 13 minutes and 20 seconds, the time of that even strength goal. So, all even, 1-1. Off the faceoff, back up ice quickly and fed in softly by Jamison Unger, squeezed by Julian Scalcucci.
Assist by number 4, Brody Jackson, and number 10, Jamison Unger.
Jackson and Unger with the assist on that goal by Kratovic. Offensive zone draw now for New Richmond. Warriors win it. Joe Gravine below the goal line, near side. Getting checked. Boy, got to move that puck. Puck is still battle for at the goal line. Now picked up again by Gravine. Gravine fighting for it. Now the puck moved left faceoff circle, turning, firing, and a penalty coming up. It looks like on, well, who's it going to be on? There is an arm up. There's going to be a cross check. And let's see whose box opens up, and I think it's going to be a New Richmond power play. Shea Jones will go into the box here for the Warriors. So now the momentum has turned, as going to the man advantage will be New Richmond. And I do see Cooper to Poyt back on the bench, and I think he'll be returning to the action very quickly, which is great news for the Warriors. Off the draw, the Warriors trying to clear it, and it's into the Warrior bench. So cross check on Shea Jones. And now, second power play chance of the game for New Richmond in this 1-1 game. Here's the draw, won by the Tigers. Puck is rolled in below the goal line, left-hand side. Drake Kuharski gives it up. Now played along the boards. Back to the point with it is Langenis. Moves it near side, Howard. Howard back to Lajanis, upper slot. He'll fire it. Stop is made. Deflected below the goal line, left-hand side. Picked up again by New Richmond. They're set up very quickly on this power play. Left face-off circle. Now the puck is into the left corner. Played there by Chapman. Chapman back to the point, Bonneman. Bonneman between the circles, deflected into the left corner. Grabbed there by Chapman. Chapman along the boards, back on the right-hand side. With it is Howard. Howard will fire it. Save is made by Scalcucci. Puck whipped along the far side boards and back to center ice. 1:17 to go on the power play here for New Richmond. Puck off the near side boards, played by the Warriors and cleared out of the zone. Puck was back into the other end. Now here comes Cooper to Poyt back on the ice in the left corner. To Poyt fighting for it. Still fought for, now taken away. Back up ice comes New Richmond. Up the right-hand side, Kratovic. Kratovic into the zone. Had it poked away. Rolls in slowly. Now in behind the cage. Kratovic will get it back. Trying to feed it in front to flex to the left faceoff circle. Grabbed there by Bonneman. Now the puck between the circles. Picked up by the Warriors and cleared back to center. 45 seconds on the power play. Under 2 minutes to go, first period. 1-1 game. Warriors trying to get it towards Cooper to Poyt, but they cleared all the way down ice. To Poyt still fighting for it. Puck to flex to the near side corner of the New Richmond zone. Tigers down to 30 seconds on their power play. Bad outlet pass. Picked up by West and Ethan Rohde, and Rohde will dump it in. Oh, it's deflected on net. Puck is... It was deflected by a Tiger and then turned over. De Poyt takes a shot, gets deflected into the right corner. Brody Jackson will now bring it up ice for New Richmond. Over the red line, over the blue line, left-hand side. Now into left corner, Jackson trying to feed it in front. Puck is fed in front, now deflected away by the Warriors to the far side boards. Played there by Kratovic. Kratovic pass goes right through the center to the near side boards as the penalty comes to an end. Warriors will clear it all the way down ice. No icing on the play. Chased down by New Richmond. 1:05 to go, first period. Tigers get it back up to center. Fighting for it is Cade Damrell. Now the puck will be dumped in deep on net. Stopped by Julian Scalcucci, and he'll cover it up. So an offensive zone draw coming up for the Tigers with 55.8 seconds to go, first period, and a 1-1 score. 19 shots on net for New Richmond. 13 shots on net for West. A lot of shots in this first period. Face-off won by the Tigers. Puck goes in behind the cage. Picked up there, centering pass. Now loose left face-off circle, a shot, save, rebound, loose between the circles. Still bouncing around. Now picked up on the right-hand side by Lajeunesse. Lajeunesse thrown in front. Grabbing. Firing wide of the cage. Puck is loose in front. And now a whistle blows. And the net is off its moorings, I believe. Yep. But hovering around the Wausau West net again was New Richmond. And boy, right now, again, the latter part of this period has been carried for the most part by the Tigers. 40 seconds in the period. Face off to the left of Julian Scalcucci. Steven Chapman will take the draw against Cooper DePoit. Whistle blows. We'll have to do it again. There's the draw. Puck is chipped in below the goal line. Right behind the cage. Pass deflected to the right wing corner. Picked up by DePoit. DePoit trying to move it along the boards. And he'll flip it high into the air, out of trouble. Back to center ice. Played there by Canton Lajeunesse. Lajeunesse moves it near side towards Lance Howard. Howard flips it forward. Right onto the glove and then to the stick of Joel Gravine. Boy is pounded off the boards. Back to the New Richmond blue line. Played there by Lajeunesse. Gets it back over to Howard. Howard through center. Howard into the zone. Howard a shot. Right pad save. And then the rebound cleared aside by Shea Jones, out of play. 5.5 seconds in the period, but another offensive zone faceoff coming up for New Richmond. 1-1 game. Boy, the Warriors carried it early, but the Tigers have really come on strong in the latter half of this period. Cooper DePoit will go up against Steven Chapman. Faceoff is won by the Warriors. They'll clear it all the way down ice, and that will do it for the first period of play. Well, 1-1 is the score. Lots of great chances in that period. Each team able to score once on a 5-on-5 situation. We'll come back, recap the action of the first period. Coming up next, this is Wausau West Warrior High School Hockey on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
This week in high school sports, state tournament bids will be handed out in high school hockey. The girls' basketball playoffs getting underway, and the boys wrapping up their regular season. We'll talk all about it Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. on the Big High School Sports Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. I'm Chad Holmes. Join Jeff Gress and myself, plus our special guests, At 7:06, it'll be our student athlete guest for this week, multi-sport athlete from DC Everest, Cohen Preby. And then at 7:25, our coach guest, first-year Mozanie girls basketball coach, Josh Howell. It is the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, Wednesday night, 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
Chad Holmes again from the Marathon Park Ice Arena. We are in the first intermission of this Division I, Sectional I, Sectional Semifinal. And the Wausau West Warriors and the New Richmond Tigers all even at one apiece. Looking at the scoring of the first period, Warriors got on the board first at 7 minutes and 11 seconds. Scoring was Owen Pergalski. Took a beautiful feed from Cooper DePoit. DePoit with an assist. Chase Crass with an assist. And Warriors had a 1-0 lead. Would stay that way until late in the period, 13-20. And the Warriors saw a turnover. It was a mistake by West in the defensive zone, and New Richmond was able to take advantage of it. Scoring the goal was Max Kredovic. Assist on the play went to Brody Jackson and also to Jamison Unger. And the Warriors saw their lead go away, 1-1 score. Lots of shots in that first period. 23 shots on net for New Richmond, 22 saves made by Julian Scalcucci, 12 shots for Wausau West, I should say 13 shots for Wausau West, and 12 saves for Drake Bowman. So 1-1 is the score, Warriors and the New Richmond Tigers. Some other scores going on around the area. Trying to see whether Chippewa Falls, the Cinderella story of Chi High, continuing at this point. The number 8 seeded Chippewa Falls Cardinals, who defeated number 1 seeded Stevens Point last Thursday, they are leading number 5 seeded Eau Claire Memorial by a score of 1-0 at the end of the first period. Again, the winner of the Chippewa Falls game against Eau Claire Memorial will take on the winner of this game coming up either Friday night or Saturday in the sectional final. Division 2, Mozanie has a 2-0 lead over Lakeland in the first period. Also, Tomahawk leads in that same bracket in Division 2 over Northern Pines by a score of 2. Don't forget, tomorrow night, Big High School Sports Show from 6 till 8 p.m. We'll recap all the playoff action in hockey and also in girls' high school basketball. We'll look ahead to the boys' basketball playoffs as well. That is tomorrow from 6 till 8, Big High School Sports Show, right here on 98.9 WXCO. Then on Thursday night, Wausau West Warrior High School Hockey, I should say Wausau West Warrior High School Boys Basketball, as the Warriors wrap up their regular season and Wisconsin Valley Conference campaign, taking on the Merrill Blue Jays. I'll be at the Field House on Thursday night, pregame show at 7, opening tip at 7:15, right here on 98.9 WXCO and online. We're going to have to wait to see what happens here tonight to determine what we do on Friday, because as I've said, there is a possibility that the game between Wausau West and whoever wins that Triple Falls Eau Claire Memorial game could be moved to Friday night. It could stay on Saturday as well. So we'll just wait and see about that one. But that will be determined a little bit later on. Central Wisconsin Storm in action tonight. The Storm are taking on Wisconsin Valley Union over at Green Heck Turner Fieldhouse. Do not see a score update on that at this point. But the Storm hoping to face either Superior or Hayward in a sectional final on Saturday as well. 1-1 here between Wausau West and New Richmond. We'll have the second period coming up next. This is Warrior Hockey on 98.9 WXCO.
The Wausau West Hockey Booster Club is a proud supporter of our broadcast of Warrior Hockey on 98.9 WXCO. The Wausau West Hockey Booster Club would also like to thank their program sponsors for supporting the Warrior Hockey Program and the Wausau West Hockey Invitational. Those supporters include Godorzi, First Impressions, Focus Financial, Four Seasons Screen Printing, Four Seasons Gulf of Wausau. Please pay them a visit and thank them for their support of Wausau West Warrior Hockey.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites, we're about building our community too. That's why for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
To the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Faux Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to wisconsinvalleyconference.org and click on Wausau West. On Thursday night, it's the regular season finale for the Wausau West High School boys basketball team. The Warriors will play host to the Merrill Blue Jays. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 7 and the opening tip at 7:15. Wausau West High School boys basketball on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Coast to Coast Marketing. It's the Wausau West boys basketball team hosting Merrill in the final game of the regular season. Thursday night, starting with the pregame show at 7, opening tip at 7:15, on your home for Wausau West sports, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
Ready to go for the start of period number two here from the Marathon Park Ice Arena. Sectional semifinal, New Richmond 1, Wausau West 1. Owen Pergalski for the Warriors to give West the lead. Max Kredovics got the equalizer for New Richmond. 23 shots on net for New Richmond, 13 for the Warriors. Solid first period for Julian Scalcucci. Some close calls at the other end. The Warriors hit a pipe, had another sequence that looked like it would be a goal, but it was waved off because the net was off its mooring. So I think the Warriors would just like to continue to try to put a little heat on Drake Bowman, see whether or not they can find some weaknesses in the New Richmond sophomore goalie. Warriors to go from left to right in front of my broadcast position in period number two. Face off won by the Warriors. Puck off the near side boards. Taken away by New Richmond. Back up ice quickly. Right face off circle. Thrown in front. Deflected to the back of the net. 8 seconds into the period. I think that may have gone off a skate right in front of Scalcucci, but doesn't matter at this point. It's 2-1. As looks as though it went off of Bjorn Bonneman. 8 seconds into the period. And the Warriors are down for the first time tonight. Again, on the right-hand side, Steven Chapman on the right faceoff circle. Fed it in front. It went off, I think, a skate. And it ended up right behind Julian Scalcucci. Nothing the Warrior goalie could do. Boy, that is not the way to start a period if you're Wausau West. But they were in this position. Oh, and the Warriors will take a penalty off the faceoff.
Assist by number 20, Steve Chapman, and number 8, Kent
Lightness. Man, oh man, oh man.
On the goal, assist by Chapman and Lightness on the goal, 8 seconds. Penalty on the Warriors.
So a goal 8 seconds in and a penalty 13 seconds in. And I just got a message from Shane Sari, who has kids on both the Warriors and the Storm, and the Storm against Wisconsin Valley Union are scoreless at the end of one period of play. But now the Warriors forced to kill off a penalty here very early in the second period, trailing 2-1. In the box is Cade Damrow, took that penalty right on the faceoff. Now trying to work his way up is Bonneman, moves it right-hand side. Now with it is Lajanis into the zone. Lajanis along the far side boards. Good defensive play. And now here comes Wausau West. With it is Shea Jones. Jones has a break-in. Jones in front. Jones had it poked from behind. Rebound came in front. Shot goes wide of the cage. As he was about to take the shot from behind, one of the New Richmond players was able to get a piece of Jones's stick. Oh, good defensive play, number one, by Jones to take the puck away. And then he was able to move it up ice. Back up ice now comes Bjorn Bonneman. 3-on-2. Right faceoff circle. Shot wide of the cage from Reagan Savarin. Puck along the near side boards. Roll deep. Now fed to the right-hand side. Back behind the net. Fight for it. Warriors will knock it off the far side boards. And now take it away. Here comes West. With it now is Cooper DePoit. DePoit into the zone. DePoit now between the circles. DePoit backhanded shot. And a stop is made. Good work. Patience as well against the defenseman from Cooper DePoit. It was able to get a shot on net, but Bowman able to make the stop, hold on, and get the stoppage in play. Face off in the offensive zone here for the Warriors. 37 seconds on the power play for New Richmond. So far, a very good penalty kill. Bad outlet pass for the Tigers, but there to play it. And then have it taken away was Kredovic. Warriors will clear it again. So now, maybe one more rush up ice for the Tigers. Through center ice. With it is Sweet. Sweet into the zone. Fed in front. Deflected away. Picked up again. Here comes Wausau West. With it is Chase Crass. 1-on-2. Crass turns the corner. Crass gets knocked over but does not get a penalty. Puck is still in deep. Down to 3 seconds on the penalty, and now we're going to be back to 5-on-5 hockey. Great job on the penalty kill for the Warriors. Puck along the near side boards. Fighting for it is Cooper DePoit. Still a battle for that puck. Chase Crass there trying to dig it out as well. And now the Warriors get it. Back to center ice. Pass ahead. DePoit into the zone. DePoit in front. DePoit a shot and a save made by Bowman. Oh, Cooper ahead of the pack, but fired it basically into the chest of the goalie. I think he would have liked to have found a little room either left or right, but DePoit coming out there, making things happen again for the Warriors. Offensive zone faceoff. Coming up to the right of Bowman. 2-1 New Richmond, 14:29 to go in the first, in the second period. And now the New Richmond player will be tossed from the circle. Now the puck back to center off the faceoff. Puck bouncing around, now grabbed by Cade Damrow. Damrow moves it ahead, trying to hit Caden Boleyn. Puck rolls into the New Richmond zone. Puck is fed in front, deflected back behind the goal line. Back to the right point, Shea Jones moves it near side. Caden Boleyn. Boleyn fighting for it. Boleyn gets it down low, below the goal line, right-hand side. Scrum for the puck along the boards. Cade Damrow trying to dig it out for Wausau West. Now the puck take it away. Puck in behind the New Richmond cage. And now the puck kept in by the Warriors. Between the circles. Fed in front. Oh, shot in a stop again. Nice feed. Little touch pass between Boleyn and Hendrix Damrow. But the stop is made. And right now, this goaltender, Drake Bowman, we're seeing better goaltending from New Richmond than we saw back on February the 1st. But the Warriors starting to put a little bit more heat on. 13:43 to go, second period. 2-1 New Richmond. Face off to the right of the goaltender. Puck is now cleared out of the zone. Back up ice comes New Richmond, trying to turn the corner. Puck in behind the cage, thrown in front. A shot and a goal. Feeding right in front was Gage Fox to the cutting Stephen Chapman. And Chapman is able to put it past Julian Scalcucci. And just like that, it's a 3-1 lead for New Richmond. And now, some work to be done for the Wausau West Warriors. Tough start here in the second period for Wausau West. 13:33 to go in the period. Time of that goal, 3 minutes and 27 seconds. But there's going to be opportunities. There really will be here for the Warriors. But the puck is rolled in deep now.
Tigers by number 20, Stephen Chapman. Assist by number 5, Gage Fox. And number 22, Regan Samring.
Give you the official scoring in a moment. Chapman. Puck played at neutral ice. Deflected back into the Wausau West zone. Fight for the puck along the far side boards. Picked up again by New Richmond. Trying to turn the corner is Fox. Fox now below the goal line, right-hand side. Fox has it taken away. Cooper DePoit up the left-hand side. DePoit has it knocked away, but picked up by Gravine. Gravine gets it up the center. Crass back towards Cooper DePoit. Crass gets it back. Crass towards the left faceoff circle. Kicks it forward below the goal line, left-hand side. Crass still has it. Crass fed in front. Could not connect with Owen Pergalski, but grabbed on the left-hand side by Cooper DePoit. DePoit along the far side boards. Comes loose. Played by Pergalski. Pass gets deflected to the right-hand side. And now cleared back to neutral by New Richmond. Dumped back in by the Warriors. Delayed offside. West will touch up. 12.5 minutes to go in the second period. 3-1 New Richmond. Puck along the near side boards. Trying to keep it in is Cooper DePoit. Unable to do so. Now he'll stick handle. Wait for the zone to clear. Now brings it in. Gets it between the circles, but just a little bit too much of a delay before making that pass by Cooper, as ahead of the play slightly was Chase Crass. An offside called on the Warriors. 12:16 to go, second period. 3 unanswered goals right now for New Richmond. Tigers lead by a score of 3-1. Neutral zone faceoff coming up. Played at neutral by Tegan Rasmus. Dumps it in on net. Gloved down by Bowman. He'll leave it for his defenseman behind the cage. Puck is moved to the far side boards. Puck is still battled for, now taken away by West. Below the goal line, Cade Damrow. His pass deflected. Puck is taken away by New Richmond and banged up to center. But then it gets deflected out of play. Face off, I believe, will stay in the offensive zone for the Warriors. Yes, it will, with 11:58 to go in period number 2. 3-1 is the lead for New Richmond. Face off to the right of Bowman. Face off, won by the Warriors. Puck knocked away by New Richmond, however, back up to center. Here come the Tigers. Unger into the zone, left-hand side. Jamison Unger rolls it below the cage. Below the goal line, behind the cage, I should say. Now the Warriors get it back. Quickly up to center. Hendrix Damrow, left-hand side. Damrell trying to turn the corner, had a poke checked away. Taken right back. Again with it is Unger. Unger the other way. Takes a shot from the blue line, gets deflected. Warriors will bang it back to the point and back to center ice. Picked up by Boleyn. His pass a little too far in front of Hendricks. Damrell rolls into the New Richmond zone. Chased down by the Tigers. Moved on the near side to Max Kredovic. Kredovic pass, right-hand side. Now into the zone, New Richmond. Pass taken away. Caden Boleyn. Boleyn trying to feed it towards Hendricks. Damrell had it knocked away. Puck still bouncing around in the New Richmond zone. Kept in at the blue line for a moment by the Warriors, then cleared back to center, and then dumped back in by Wausau West. 11 minutes to go, second period. Turnover. Xander DeBio. DeBio trying to feed in front. Whiffs on it. Now in front. Shot! And the net got knocked off as the shot came in on goal. Bowman was trying to spread and make the stop, and the net comes off. The whistle blows. The puck did not go in, and it will be an offensive zone faceoff for the Warriors. Good work by Xander DeBio. Took it away, whiffed on the first attempt, and fed it in front. I believe that was Boleyn. The shot was taken, but the net knocked off. Faceoff won by the Warriors. On the near side, Wendell. Wendell throws in front, deflected. Puck is loose. Oh, and it goes just past the near side pipe. Now picked up by New Richmond on the far side. Puck up the center. Puck is battled for. Grabbing it and dumping it in is Colin Olsen for the Tigers. Julian Scalcucci will sweep it to the far side. Deflected back behind the net. Picked up by Gravine. Putting some heat on right now as New Richmond. The Warriors finally get it up the center. Played there by Lance Howard. Howard will roll it back in. Joel Gravine in the far corner. Moves along the boards. Warriors and all pick it up. Here comes West through center ice. Jake Hain. Hain will roll it in. Hain will try and chase it down in the right corner. Puck below the goal line, right hand side. Wendell had it deflected to the far side boards. Puck will be whipped up and goes off the ceiling. And the clear attempt by New Richmond, so the faceoff will stay in the offensive zone for the Warriors. 10 minutes and 11 seconds to go, second period. New Richmond 3, Wausau West 1. Faceoff to the right of Drake Bowman in net for the Tigers. Cooper DePoit will take this faceoff for the Warriors. Here's the drop, one by West. Left point, Ethan Rohde moves it down low. Puck in behind the cage, picked up by Sagan Lajanis. Lajanis trying to move along the far side boards, kept in deep by Chase Kras. Kras in the corner. Kras at 360. Now Owen Pregalski below the goal line. Pregalski rolls it behind the cage. Kras still fighting for it. Kras in a scrum. Now moves it to the right corner. Picked up there by Gage Fox, and Fox will get it back to center for New Richmond. Warriors have to reset at neutral. Puck is taken away, however, by the Tigers. Back up ice. With it is Bonneman. Bonneman moves it into the left corner. Puck in behind the cage. Picked up by the Warriors. Now Wausau West the other way. Here comes DePoit. Possible 3-on-2. Into the zone. DePoit, a shot goes high and wide. Puck is battle four. Picked up. Now in front. DePoit, a shot. Stop is made. Deflects behind the cage. Puck now moved to the far side boards. Puck will be flipped back up to center ice. Picked up there by Tegan Rasmus. Rasmus moves it forward, could not connect on the pass, goes into the New Richmond zone, and that will turn into an icing on Wausau West. Nine minutes and 10 seconds to go, second period, not even to the midway point of the period, not to the midway point of this game. New Richmond 3, Wausau West 1, face-off in the right face-off circle in the Wausau West zone. Caden Boleyn winning the draw for the Warriors. Puck is battled for. Shea Jones gets it forward. Taken by Hendricks Damrell. Damrell pass ahead. Intended for Kay Damrell, but deflected by New Richmond into the Tiger zone. Behind the cage, grabbing it is Lance Howard. Gets it ahead. Now through center ice. With it is Brody Jackson. Jackson, left-hand side. Gets bodied up by Joel Gravine. Puck is battled for along the boards. Jackson will get it back. Try to pass it off. Deflected away by Hendricks Damrell, and now a whistle and a stoppage in play. 9 seconds away from the midway point of the game. 8:39 to go. 3-1, second period. New Richmond with the edge. Face-off in the near face-off circle to the right of Julian Scalcucci. Here's the draw. In behind the cage, played by Shea Jones. Jones off the near side boards. Hendricks Damrow, backhanded, goes off the helmet of his teammate, but into the zone. Here comes Caden Boleyn. He'll take a big shot up against the near side boards, but does get the puck in deep. Puck is played high into the air again by the Tigers, back to center ice. Joel Gravine tried to dump it in, but it's knocked away and stolen. Back up ice, quickly comes New Richmond, and Kredovics does get it over the blue line, but the Warriors trying to get it back up, and now brought back in offside by Jamison Unger for New Richmond. So face off at neutral ice with 8:12 to go. 3-1, the lead for New Richmond. 25 shots on net for the Tigers, 19 shots on net right now for the Warriors. Cooper DePoit will come in and take this faceoff for Wausau West. There's the draw. Fight for the puck, picked up by New Richmond, then right onto the stick of Tegan Rasmus. Rasmus's pass is behind the target, picked up again by the Tigers. New Richmond will chip it over the blue line. Rasmus trying to bang it back out, unable to do so. Puck is still fought for. Now there's a tough angle shot, goes wide of the cage. On the right-hand side, Tanner Guess. Guess dumps it in below the goal line, right wing side. Puck still deep in the Warriors' zone. Fight for the puck behind Scalcucci. Fed right between the circles, a shot, and there was a great opportunity. And then bounces back in front and diving on to Scalcucci. There was a golden opportunity for Canton Lajanus. He took the feed right between the circles. Nobody around him.